From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. preparing to expand its fight against the Islamic State. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter emerged from meetings with Iraqi officials in Baghdad Wednesday that included Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi offering to accelerate efforts to defeat the Islamic State, which occupies large parts of Iraqi territory, including the contested provincial capital, Ramadi.
I had a very productive meeting with Prime Minister Abadi, and also separately a meeting with the defense minister, discussed with them the desire of the United States and its other coalition partners to accelerate progress, the kind of progress that the Iraqi forces are exhibiting in Ramadi.
He told Iraqi officials it's important to recapture Ramadi and also the northern city of Mosul from the IS group. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Wednesday warned that Burundi is on the brink of a civil war that could threaten the region.
What we have seen over the past few days is chilling. I have asked Mr. Jamal Ben Omar, my special advisor, to go to the region before the end of this week to speak to the African Union, the countries in the region, and of course, the government of Burundi on inclusive political dialogue. Is needed urgently. We must do all we can to prevent the mass violence and act decisively should it erupt.
Mr. Bond suggested a peacekeeping force may be necessary to quell violence that erupted in April following news President Pierre Nkurunziza would seek a third term. Meanwhile, U.S. UN Ambassador Samantha Power has called the situation horrific, adding there is little or no dialogue among the feuding parties in Burundi. This is VOA News. The U.S. Central Bank Wednesday boosted its key interest rate for the first time in nearly a decade, a decision that immediately increased borrowing costs for businesses and consumers and is rippling through the world economy. The chairman of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, said it was time for action.
Were the FOMC to delay the start of policy normalization for too long, we would likely end up having to tighten policy relatively abruptly at some point to keep the economy from overheating and inflation from significantly overshooting our objective. Such an abrupt tightening could increase the risk of pushing the economy into recession.
The interest rate was raised by a quarter percentage point, pushing it from near zero to improve economic conditions, but Yellen cautioned more rate hikes are possible next year. The U.S. Embassy in Abuja has called on Nigerian officials to investigate weekend clashes between troops and a Shia Muslim group that reportedly left dozens, perhaps hundreds, dead. It said the government should quickly, credibly, and transparently investigate the events and hold to account those found to have committed crimes. The army accused members of the Islamic Movement for Nigeria of sparking the clashes by blocking a highway in the city of Zaria to an army convoy attempting to assassinate the Army Chief of Staff. The sect members denied the charge. The Obama administration has informed Congress of a nearly $2 billion arms package sale to Taiwan. It includes two naval frigates, anti-tank missiles, and amphibious assault vehicles. A U.S. spokesman said the deal is consistent with the U.S. commitment to help Taiwan's defense. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
Today's notification is consistent with the Taiwan Relations Act and U.S. support for Taiwan's ability to maintain a sufficient self-defense capability. I would hasten to add that there has been no change to our longstanding One China policy that's based on the three joint communiques and the Taiwan Relations Act.
China, which regards Taiwan as part of its territory, summoned the U.S. Chargé d'Affaires to lodge an official protest, saying the sale should be canceled to avoid harming bilateral relations. National and regional leaders in Somalia ended 3 days of talks Wednesday on elections to be held next year. They decided to dissolve the government next September. Members of parliament and the president, Hassan Sheikh Mohamed, will be allowed to seek re-election. They also decided the election will be conducted using both a district and clan process. Ukraine says it will suspend trade with Russian-occupied Crimea by mid-January. Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk says the ban will begin in 30 days and impact everything but humanitarian aid. Last year's annexation of Crimea by Russia plunged relations between Kyiv and Moscow into a crisis, deepened by a rebellion by pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.